Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar. I'm Maseches Brachos Daf Chav Beis. This is going to be a short session because I want to get this to you before Shabbos. So here we go. So the three points are, one, a braisa teaches that the reason a bal ker is the only type of tumah that requires immersion in the mikveh before one is able to learn Torah is because the tumah came about as a result of levity, as a result of kalas rosh. This is inconsistent with how the Torah was received at Har Sinai, which was with fear and trepidation. So the first thing is why specifically the bal keri is the one that requires tevila, immersion in the mikveh before winning Torah. Number two, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra doesn't require a bal keri to immerse before winning Torah. Why? Because he holds that the words of Torah are like fire, which don't contract tumah. And he learns this from the pasuk, Halok kadavrai ke'esh nu'um Hashem, behold my words are like fire, says Hashem. So one is why a bal keri is the one who is required to immerse, and then Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra holds that a bal keri is not required to immerse because words of Torah like fire, they don't contract tumah. They're not makabel tumah. Number three, there's a machlokas whether a bal keri requires immersion in a mikveh before he saw, or whether having 9 kavin of water poured over him suffices. So once again, the three points are, a bal keri is the only type of tumah that requires immersion in the mikveh before winning Torah because it came about through kalas rosh, which is not the way the Torah was received at Har Sinai, which was with aim and year, with fear and trepidation. Number two, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra does not require bal keri to immerse before winning Torah because he holds that words of Torah are like fire. They're not makabel tumah. They don't contract tumah. And thirdly, there is a machlokas whether bal keri requires a tefillah, immersion in the mikveh, a 40 saw, or whether having 9 kabin of water poured over him suffices. All right, so what's our simon? So our simon chav beis is going to be a cab, a taxi cab. So we are in a car motif here. Chafal was a ka, and now chav beis is a taxi cab. So what's our simon for today? So we have a taxi cab driver laughed as his cab was surrounded by fire, which he doused with 40 saw of water pouring from a 9 kabin pail. So once again, it's slow motion. A cab driver, that's chav beis, laughed, that's the kalas rosh, that's the levity of a bal keri. A rem is there, as his cab was surrounded by fire, that's the words of Torah like fire, which aren't makabel tumah, which he doused with 40 saw of water pouring from a 9 kabin pail, which is the machlokas. Does a bal keri require tevil immersion in 40 saw or 9 kabin? So once again, one more time, a taxi cab driver laughed as his cab was surrounded by fire, which he doused with 40 saw of water pouring from a 9 cupping pail. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar wishing you a great day and great learning.